Hi, thank you for your message. Sorry it's taken me so long to reply. I also have hay fever and it's very hot now in London. It feels a little bit like a trick, to be honest. And also, I'm in the Jo Spence Memorial Library Archive, which is in the basement of Birkbeck and Gordon Square. And it's obviously temperature controlled, and I've worked out how to make it colder, but I can't make it any warmer, so I'm just very cold on the hottest day of the year. It's great to hear more about how the program is developing and how you're forming it around the pandemic and, I guess, through the pandemic. I can really identify with the one-way address issue you mentioned in relation to Zoom. I organized an event a couple of weeks ago. I had to introduce it and I just couldn't start speaking. It seemed totally absurd that I would go from not talking to talking, that it didn't seem possible. So I had to put the notes for my introduction up over the screen and hide everyone in their little boxes, but then I couldn't see the chat and I was really worried that I was muted. But I couldn't move my notes because then I would lose my place. It's a really, really unpleasant experience. All of this has been so totally alienating. I suppose muteness is also part of an address or a refusal or an inability to talk. I'm going to read you a little bit from Janet Malcolm's book on Sylvia Plath and Ted Hughes. It's called The Silent Woman. Here Malcolm is recounting an argument between Olwyn Hughes, Ted's sister, and Sylvia. One notices that it's in Plath's silence that it one notices it's Plath's silence that unnerves Olwyn. We remember Hughes's association of authenticity, the real self, with dumbness, but here dumbness is perceived, as Lear perceives it in Cordelia, as aggression. Olwyn verbally attacks Plath, but Olwyn's words are only words. It's Plath's Medusan speechlessness that is a deadly, punishing weapon. I mention this in relation to At Practice because Malcolm's book is about finding a way to animate or ventriloquise the mysteries that Plath left behind. Despite her life being well documented and archived in her poetry and letters, and then by her mother, Ted, and Olwyn, the enigma of Plath has a contradictory quality. As posthumously, she can have no authority over her own voice. Malcolm calls this the rightlessness of the dead. And like embodiment, there is no right to claim your speech. This seems relevant to what you're trying to do with through the live presentations and connecting artists in space. It's to do with rights and responsibility of the voice as much as what's being said, I guess, or at least that's how it sounds to me. I guess a question I have for you then is how, if at all, you think about archival practice in relation to this project, how you plan to stabilise the speech presentations, or if at all, and what that stabilisation process could look like. Anyway, let me know.